No method can really help your clients. If someone is coming to you as a therapist and is talking about his or her problem or problems, and you try to help, and even if you try to help with a method, then you are on the wrong way, because helping itself is already a strategy. And if you even need or use a method for a strategy to help someone, then you are completely lost as a therapist. This is not the combination that helps a client to transform his suffering, because the problem someone is talking about is not the actual thing. Someone comes with a problem and wants a solution. He wants or she wants that the problem or symptom goes away. But this ignores a deeper understanding or a deeper need for the problem and the symptom. We cannot just remove an outcome at the periphery. Our organism is a whole thing that is balanced in itself, always, all the time. And if something is distorted, the system needs the problem, the so-called problem, or the so-called symptom. So the idea to help someone and to remove or to fix a client or to repair something, and even use a method for that, this is absolutely a way into a disaster sooner or later, because it will never work. You know, it's about something much deeper. And the deepest layer, as I always say, is the layer of connection and contact. And contact consists of two movements or two desires or needs or two emotions. And the first movement is to create more closeness, to approach someone. And the second movement is to create more distance, to become more independent. And if you really have looked into yourself, then you see, you realize that every client or everyone who's coming to you is constantly and only talking, of course, unconsciously, about the struggle with these two movements. And it is not possible to help someone or to allow someone to transform his life by using a method, because what the system needs, what our organism needs, is a deep contact. And we cannot, as therapists, create contact by strategies or by methods. This is not possible. Imagine a little baby crying, and you try to apply a method onto the baby to help him. It's absurd. And it's also absurd on the level of therapist and client, because the client is not coming as a grown-up. He comes with a lost baby inside of him. And what to do with a baby? You cannot treat a baby, help a baby by a method or by a strategy or by doing something. The baby needs contact, emotional contact. And this has something to do with ourselves, with our own emotions as a therapist. So it is better to at some point to let all methods go and to forget all knowledge and really allow things to happen between you and the client and within yourself. And the most difficult, well, that's what I hear from clients and also for therapists, the most difficult situation for therapists is to experience total loss of orientation as a therapist and absolute helplessness, because the patient is frustrating the the therapist. So this is something that has to be contained from the perspective of a therapist. If you struggle with it within yourself, then you struggle with the client, and then you will have problems. The transformation cannot happen as long as there are parts inside the therapist that are not able to fully connect to what is going on in the client, to fully allow and contain that. So coming back to the statement that actually we as therapists have to deal only with two movements, I would emphasize in this video that if you have this understanding and if you can see that that's actually only about approaching or creating more closeness and creating more independence, that it's important to understand that we have first to help the client completing the creation of independence. Because an organism that has not established the possibility and capability of separation of independence cannot come closer to someone. This is not possible. We need someone established who can approach someone else. If there's no one yet, there's nothing what can approach. And even if the client would try that, he or she would experience that as a complete as a dissolving of himself or herself. So the first thing is to make sure that someone can allow and is possible to share the emotion of rage, anger, and hate. These are the emotions that create the independence. This is the creating of the personality of the I, and it happens early in childhood. It should happen early in childhood. So this is the first part, and if this is completed, then automatically the client will start talking about approaching others, how to create more closeness. Automatically, you don't have to do that. As a therapist, the client will start talking about this automatically. So, and at that point, you help the client to complete this movement, and this has to do with the emotion of sadness and loneliness. So to share sadness and loneliness is the way of approaching someone, is the way of creating more closeness from the perspective of developmental trauma. We are talking about traumatized people, not about healthy people who have the capacity to create, to build deep and healthy relationships. So if you look what's going on in your therapy as a therapist, you will see that the client again is struggling with these two movements. And if the independence is there, then he will talk or he will explain things only concerning the creating of more closeness. So then you just work with the second part. And if both movements, and that means both emotions, are integrated, the process is complete, the therapy is complete, because the client can then create deep relationships and has not to suppress anything and distort anything. Yeah, so that's what I would like to explain again, because it makes things easier. We have a landscape, like an easy overview, what's going on and where to go. And if you are interested in that way of helping people or helping to transform people, then I would invite you to my events. You find all my events on gopalevents.com, and there you can see and experience yourself how I deal with these issues, and you can experience group processes. And maybe in the future, we'll do also a trauma therapist training on the international level.